It's Morning Edition from NHPR. The town of Brentwood, population about 4,500, celebrated its transition from fossil fuels to solar energy over the weekend. A public ribbon cutting commemorated the recent installation of a ground-mounted solar array that's projected to offset nearly 100% of the town's municipal electric load. Malcolm Allison is a member of both the Solar and Budget Committees in Brentwood, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So when we say municipal load, what does that mean exactly?
Well, Brentwood has a number of town buildings. For example, the firehouse and the town office. We have about nine accounts with Eversource, who was our supplier, and we expect that the solar generator will offset probably 75% to 80% of the cost of the power that we are previously purchasing from Eversource.
So these are the town buildings. The town government basically is now going to be mostly run by solar power. How did that project come about?
Well, it started back in 2016. One of our select persons, Jane Byrne, it was her idea that she thought, since solar is such an up-and-coming possibility for alternate fuel sources, that perhaps we could power all the buildings in Brentwood. That was her idea. And so she presented that at the town meeting in 2016. And I think the town subscribed to it. However, that time did not vote for it. They voted to have more information collected. So we formed a solar committee, myself and Rob Wifchuk, who's also the chair of the conservation committee. And we went ahead and did a lot of research. And this year, the town voted for it. What was a big selling point for the town is that we are in the future going to save on the order of $17,000 to $20,000 a year of taxpayers' money. We're also reducing our carbon footprint as well, which is quite a bit of interest to most of the citizens.
Sure, and so there's some big benefits there. But what are the challenges that you faced in getting this project up and running?
Well, probably the biggest one was to come up with a program that the town's people would vote for, in that one of our objectives was that it would not cost the town any money up front.
So how did you do that?
Well, we asked the three solar providers if they would enter into a power purchase agreement. And how that works is that the solar company installs the system at their expense and connects it to the grid, and then we buy all the power that's generated from them at 8 cents a kilowatt hour, which is about 4 cents a kilowatt hour less than Eversource. And we promised to do that for 20 years. It's a 20-year agreement. But after 6 years, we have the ability to buy it out for approximately $100,000. And that is less than half price of the installed cost of the system. It's a 100-kilowatt system.
Well, I was going to ask you, how big is this installation? Who maintains the system going forward?
Well, in the first 6 years, of course, it's the solar power company, and the one we selected is the one called Revision Energy, which is located in Brentwood. It's a fairly good-sized company, very well-known, and they're very qualified to do this kind of work. So they will design it. They installed it, and they will maintain it for the first 6 years. After that, we will maintain it with our staff, or we will contract that maintenance to them. But a system like that requires very little maintenance other than mowing and making sure that none of the panels are too dirty, that they're all generating power properly and so on. If there's any that need replacing due to damage or whatever, then we will get Revision to come in and pay them to install or reinstall any components that need reinstallation. But we think that after 6 years, all the, quote, bugs should be out of that system.
Did you still get some pushback, some negative feedback from townspeople, though, who maybe aren't on board with this?
Not much. We have had a little bit, but not much. Everyone seems to be on board at the moment. It's a bit late to have to change it at this point since it's up and
right. Yeah. So, well, we'll be watching and see how it goes. Malcolm Allison, member of both the Solar and Budget Committees in Brentwood, thanks so much for the time this morning.